T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is Giving Tuesday, which encourages people to give to charity.
Osha Karin co-founded the effort and spoke to our Peter Haskell about its growth over the past 8 years. She says technology plays a huge role.
Let's start with this. What happened to Giving Tuesday that it is now an independent entity?
I think, so we were in the 92nd Street Y, which was the perfect incubator for Giving Tuesday for its first about 6 years, because the 92nd Street Y is a place of ideas. And Giving Tuesday was a big idea, and it was encouraged to grow at the Y. And then we realized at one point that this thing was really going to be huge, that it was just going to keep growing every single year, and that we wanted to be really ambitious with what we wanted to achieve. We truly want to use Giving Tuesday to build a more generous world at every level, organizations, people, families, religious institutions, more generosity from every corner of society. And to do that, we realized we really needed to give Giving Tuesday its own full-time leadership, full-time staff, very clear mission and vision of its own. And so it just made sense for us to be independent. And then it, you know, left more room at 92Y for the next big idea to flourish.
How has this idea evolved through the years, and what has enabled it to grow as quickly as it has?
I think my genuine answer to what has enabled it to grow as quickly as it has is the obvious answer is technology, right? But I think of technology as the tool, and the thing that has really enabled it to grow to this scale is that generosity is a universal human value, that it really resonates with almost every person, every community, every country on earth. There's just nowhere that the idea that we all have something to give, that we can all make a positive social impact, there's nowhere that that idea doesn't resonate. So in the beginning, we predicated Giving Tuesday on very U.S. concepts, right? Thanksgiving, Black Friday, and Cyber Monday. We were quickly, corrected in the fact that this is not a U.S. ritual at all, and it has crossed borders, obviously, to a degree and at a speed that we would never have foreseen. If you had said that, 8 years on, we would be celebrating Giving Tuesday in Estonia and Belarus and Russia and Chile and Tanzania and dozens of other places, I would never have believed it. But at this point, it is being celebrated all over the world today. And I think that's what's enabled its incredible global spread. And then technology, obviously, connects everybody who's taking part in Giving Tuesday, makes everybody feel the sort of celebratory and joyful nature of all giving together on the same day rather than just sort of giving in secret or giving in quiet. Giving used to be something that we just didn't talk about. And in the very beginning of Giving Tuesday, we wanted to experiment with that. It seemed like a lot of people were sharing a lot of things on social media, right? A lot of important things and a lot of really banal things, and we thought, could people share what they care about, what is close to their heart in terms of generosity, and it turns out that they really wanted to.
With that said, why do you think this caught on the way that it has?
I think people really needed something to grab onto in a troubled world that made them feel hopeful and optimistic. And that was true 8 years ago. It's only gotten more true, right? Today we see so much division, so much violence, so much inhumanity. And so the idea of this day as something that shows us that even in the worst of times, we have the capacity to make a difference and to care for each other, most people just really need that to hold on to right now.
Do you think on Giving Tuesday, people are giving more? Are more people giving? And what has the impact been on giving in general?
From a purely monetary perspective, there's absolutely no doubt that people are giving much, much more than on other days. They're giving much more online than on other days. And I think what explains that is, if we look around us right now, we see movements everywhere, right? Movements are having an impact. And movement mindset is what's prevailing now. So people think collectively. People make their voices heard collectively. People are making an impact collectively. We see that with so many movements. And Giving Tuesday is no different. It just feels more powerful for people to, with those movement dynamics, to feel like they're giving as a collective. So purely monetarily, last year, over $400 million was donated just online, just in the 24 hours of Giving Tuesday. That's where there's a lot of lessons that can be drawn from that. First of all, that generous people are generous. They want to give. They will give multiple times. They'll give in multiple ways. But that we should also appeal to the full spectrum of people's generosity. Young people especially don't want to just give money. They want to give time. They want to give advocacy. They want to march. They want to be active, right? They want to make an impact in all sorts of ways. They really want to help build the world that they want to live in. They don't just want to write a check or click a donate button. And so the monetary piece is really important, but it's really only part of it. And that's a big lesson for anybody who wants to raise money that day or the rest of the year.
Are more people giving more money, or they're focusing it on Giving Tuesday?
So it's actually fewer people are giving overall. More people are giving on Giving Tuesday, but they're not giving more money. So in this era when we're talking so much about big philanthropy and billionaires and plutocratic giving and all the big debates around that, it's really important to know that on Giving Tuesday, the average gift size is $100. Millions of people giving small gifts, and those make a big impact, and those people aren't expecting any increased power or control over policy as a result of that giving. They're giving out of pure altruism.
What is Giving Tuesday, or what has Giving Tuesday meant for smaller organizations that maybe don't have a big marketing budget?
Actually, smaller and mid-sized organizations do better on Giving Tuesday. So there's a really common misconception that you have to be a big multinational nonprofit with a big marketing budget, put tons of money towards advertising and marketing, and make more money on Giving Tuesday. It's actually not true. Smaller and mid-sized organizations often do a better job at being agile, and they're less bureaucratic, they're less top-heavy, so they can try new things, they can be experimental, they can be more innovative, they can try more interesting campaigns, and people then really respond to that. People can really tell when something is authentic. And generally, small and mid-sized organizations do a very good job at being authentic because they can't afford the machinery that often makes people feel inauthentic.
In terms of dollars, you might have mentioned this figure before, but what has been raised and what do you expect will be raised this Giving Tuesday?
So just what we've been able to measure is well over $1 billion in the cumulative years of Giving Tuesday just online. We know for sure that it's multiple times that if we were actually able to count every dollar that was raised, which we can't because it's very hard to count everything that's given offline. So if you consider $400 million last year in the 24 hours of Giving Tuesday just online, and you consider that online giving is generally about 10% of all giving, just doing the math, right? Even if online giving is double or even triple on Giving Tuesday what it normally is, there's still a lot of giving that we're not able to count.
What's the next step?
The next step is to deepen our impact in the countries where we already exist. So we have 60 formal countries now, with each and every one of them with amazing leaders. And some of those places like Venezuela, Ukraine, Russia, places that are having their own big challenges. We want to help grow strong communities, strong civil society in those places, and support that incredible network of leaders. And hopefully, you know, every year, we're going to see this world be slightly more generous.
How did this whole thing start?
A very simple idea at the 92nd Street Y. My then colleague, Henry Timms, came in one day. He said, I had this great idea. I said, it is a great idea. We worked on it from that minute forward. And even that first year, interest was so much higher in the idea than we thought it would be. So that's the first signal, right? Like that it's an idea that both people and organizations just needed at that time and have been able to use and adapt and refresh in creative ways ever since. So it's only getting better. Even 8 years in, we have big hopes for the future.
So this was basically an antidote or an answer to this consumerism.
It was kind of a plus one to the consumerism. So we never wanted to position ourselves as being contrary, right, or being critical of Black Friday or Cyber Monday. We were just saying, listen, there's these 2 days already that are so good for the retail sector, that are so good for getting deals. It seems like a really good idea would be to have a third day that's really about shifting that focus, right? Not replacing it, but shifting the focus onto giving back, onto this other sector of the economy that's really important and that is working on huge, big, thorny societal issues and social justice issues, and to have a day where people paid attention to that and to have a day where people talked about generosity. Because we know that one of the most influential factors in people giving anything, time, money, is people in their social networks talking about it, asking them for things, saying, I care about this thing, would you contribute to it, or will you help me raise awareness? That's really powerful. So for people who think it's more noble to just give and not talk about it, not discuss it, right? That's somehow like, that's somehow a more noble thing to do. I actually say it's very noble to talk about your giving on social media or to your friends or with your family, because then you're going to help drive more awareness and more support to the thing that you care so much about.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.